We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. It's Ed Ransom from over in Walnut. We're going to talk about antique cars. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be on.
Appreciate it very much. Let's talk a little bit about the Antique Car Show. The Walnut Optimist Club is holding its, 19th annual car show this weekend?
You bet. The 19th one. And they've all been pretty, very, very, very successful. We will have probably between 120 and 140 cars.
Wow.
And a lot of cars come out of Nebraska for some reason. And we've been getting quite a few cars down around the Des Moines area.
Wow. Have you found that it's grown over the years in the distance that people are coming?
Is it growing? No. I don't think it's growing much, but there's always new cars, different cars, different people. My name is on the bill, so before the show, in the last 3 weeks, I've been getting quite a few calls from people that have never been here before, and you know it's amazing when you talk to the people that are here. You know, their wife comes, and I've been told that they say, well, you know, the wife's downtown shopping. So that's why all the antique stores are open.
Do you think that's part of it, is the charm? You're having an antique car show in the antique city is one of the reasons why folks like to come back?
Well, I don't know. It probably is. Probably is. But, you know, the wife's not going to sit around up by the cars, they said. They're down there spending money, hopefully.
Might be Dad's passion, but it might not be Mom's.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the car show itself. You got a lot of classes involved, don't you?
It's 26 classes, I believe.
Wow.
We have some great sponsors that help sponsor them classes. A trophies businessman from all around town here, around Walnut. Atlantic participates heavily with us. Avoca, Harlan. So a lot of the business people are pretty proud of this show too. So that makes it great.
Well, it's nice to have that kind of support. It takes that kind of support to make this happen, doesn't it?
It does take that support that makes it happen. And, there's quite a bit of work behind the scenes, but it all ends up to be fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have no trouble getting extra help when the day of the show coming. You know, it takes about 20 judges. Bruce Walters gets all that put together for us. He takes care of the judging. You know, that's one aspect, but that's a tough aspect of it. So everybody's got a kind of a part in it, and everybody's proud of it.
Well, this takes more than just the Optimist Club members as volunteers. You need outside volunteers.
Yes, it does. They don't have to be a member to be part of the Optimist either. You know, and a lot of them aren't. A lot of the older members will still come back and help us, even though they're not a weekly or monthly member, you know what I mean? They're all the meetings or nothing like that. They'll be there to help.
Mm-hmm. Hey, talk a little bit about some of the cars that end up showing up year after year. You got some good old ones, I'm assuming.
Yes, but not all old. There's cars that come from as far away, you know, like down in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska that have been some big-time winners, you know, mm-hmm. And they're pretty proud of them. They don't all drive them in. A lot of them are hauled in enclosed trailers, you know. One year we had there was something like 20-some Corvettes all from a big Corvette club that they didn't even show. They didn't care. But they showed their cars, of course. But they didn't even enter into it. They just wanted to be here.
Yeah. I assume that when you get some folks who have a few years on them, like us, you know, you walk through something like this and you start to see a few cars that spark a few memories.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've seen that one, or I've had that one. Gee, it's too bad I didn't keep it, you know.
That's right.
But the Walnut Optimists, they're an organization for youth, and that's why we get a lot of response from it. We really sponsor things for the youth. What we do.
This is
one of our fundraisers.
Okay. Is this one of your bigger fundraisers?
Yes, it is. It's one of our bigger fundraisers. We have this, and we have We have a big food stand during the three-day antique walk, mm-hmm. which is it's a big deal for us. And we sponsor the Little League wrestling tournament, which we sell food and stuff in, and that makes us some money. So we have a few things that we have to go out and earn it, you know, get that money coming in so we can give it away. We give $300-$500 scholarships to seniors every year out of Walnut. We sponsor a punt, pass, and kick contest up here in the fall. We still sponsor soccer, Little League. We support a Little League contest of basketball and baseball and some wrestling when they need money to go out of town to do this. We send kids to band contests. This year we donated $1,000 toward our new splash pad, which is really neat up top of the park. Then the junior class helps us, and we walk the ditches south and north of the town we're on that for a cleanup every year. Pick up all the stuff. Sponsor the Easter egg hunt for the little kids. Also sponsor we started the after prom party and still do a lot of the sponsoring of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of things.
Well, and while the mission is to help out kids in a lot of different ways through the Optimist
that
Club.
That is what the kids know who the Optimists are, I can tell you that.
That's right. Well, but you also get assistance from them. It's not just a one-way street. They help you out with some of these projects.
Oh, yes, they do. Sure, they do. They'll come down there and they'll help us at the food stand and during the antique walk, which, boy, that's well needed, I'll tell you that. Kids will come back from college and help us. They've maybe got a scholarship or something, you know, and they just feel like they'll help us. We'd like to get more young people involved, but I know they're busy.
Sure, but they're always there to help out.
Takes us old duffers to keep it going, I guess.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this antique opportunity to see the antique cars here in the Antique City this weekend. This is coming up on Sunday. There's still time for registration, right?
Yes, there's time for registration. Most of the cars are registered between 8 in the morning and noon. We shut it off at noon. The trophies, we make sure we try to be on time and start giving out trophies about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Try to get it at 3, but it takes a while to judge them.
Well, when you have that many entries and that many different categories, it's tough. Well, and to enter, can they just show up that day, or do they need to call ahead?
No, they can just show up that day. It's a little cheaper if you mail in your entries, but you know, a lot of them don't like to do that because, you know, if it rains on them or something like that, they don't like that car to get wet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take a chance on that. We've never really absolutely been rained out. Sometimes we've had a little shower ahead of time, you know. And this year we're going to have to route them around a little different. Coming from the north, we're going to have to route them around to the west part of town, the first street west, because, we're putting in some street curb and guttering on the east side of Antique City Drive, so we can't do it. Come up that street this year.
Okay. But still a lot of shade for folks who want to come over.
Well, we hope there is. You know, there's a lot of big old trees going down Antique City Drive. And gives quite a bit of shade. Everybody isn't lucky, but at least it's on hard surface. They do like that.
You bet. There'll be plenty of food and drink?
Yes, there'll be plenty of food, plenty to drink. The Optimists will have their food stand going. They will serve hamburgers, hot dogs, pork loin sandwiches. You only have plenty of desserts, bars, and stuff like that. Pop, lemonade, iced tea.
Great.
And we have a number of a lot of tables and chairs set up there in the shade to where they can sit down, too.
Sure. So for those who like to get an eyeful of some of those antique cars, trucks, motorcycles, too?
No, we don't have any
motorcycles. No cycles, just cars and trucks.
We've talked about it, but we just have never incorporated it. I don't know. We just never had anybody that knew a lot about a motorcycle show.
Well, if you get enough cars and trucks, you're good enough, right?
I suppose.
And no admission fee for those who want to come over.
Not a thing.
All right. Come on over and enjoy and make a day of it.
Enjoy it. Down southwest Iowa, the Antiques.
All right, Antique City. That's where you'll find the Antique Car Show this weekend, the 19th annual Walnut Optimist Club's Antique City Car Show this Sunday, August the 7th. And again, they'll be doing this thing most of the day through noon. They'll be registering from 8 a.m. to noon and then trophy presentations around 4 o'clock. So a good long time in the afternoon to enjoy some of that stuff. And make sure you ask these guys because they love to brag.
Yes, they do.
Ed Ransom, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you for having me.